Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. A man is born, he's a man of means. Then along come two. They got nothing but their genes, but they got different strokes it takes. Different strokes it takes. Different strokes to move the world. Everybody's got a special kind of story. Everybody finds a way to shine. It don't matter that you got not a lot. So what? They'll have theirs and you'll have yours and I'll have mine. And together we'll be fine. Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
Come on, Abraham. What's wrong with you? Eat something. I got this in Harlem. It's Gopher Soul Food. It'll make you the Park Avenue Jaws.
Did you put a lock on your jaws? I'm trying to do my homework.
But Abraham must be sick. He won't eat nothing. And he ain't got no pep, and look how pale he is. Come on, Abraham. Let's see you wiggle them fins. Ow.
Arnold, would you stop fooling around with that fish? Hey, what's the matter?
Oh, nothing.
Yeah, that's the third time you had one of those nothings. Must be something wrong with the both of you. You look as pale as Abraham.
Well, I may look like him, but at least I ain't dragging my tail.
That does it, Arnold. I'm telling Mr. Drummond, maybe you need a doctor.
But I don't need no doctor. It's just one of those pains that comes and goes, and it just went. See, look here. No pain, no strain. All my moves are remade.
Right. And every unit will have its own solar panels. This housing development will get all of its energy from the sun.
Why, that'll be terrific.
Oh, don't worry. The gas and electric company will probably figure out some way to charge you for it.
Yeah, let's face it. The only thing left in life that's free is the air. And who wants to breathe it?
Gee, I'd love to live here, Daddy. Tennis courts, swimming pools, a theater. What more could you want?
The money to build it. No, I've got 80% of it, but I still need $15 million more.
Well, why didn't you say so, Kimberly? Go get my purse.
Hey, guys, look at this model of Daddy's new house he developed.
Well, it's not exactly mine, Kimberly. Our company has several partners, but we put the deal together.
Oh, man, this is real cool, Mr. Drummond.
Oh, yeah. Finally, a housing development for people my size.
It's so beautiful. Trees and grass, a lake, and spacious apartments.
Yeah, and at prices that people can afford.
What? No ripoff? You trying to start a trend?
Maybe we'll all move in here when it's finished.
It'd be a terrific place to live. It's got everything, even its own school.
There goes the neighborhood.
Come on, Kimberly. Let's you and me.
Let's you and me. Ooh. What's that, Arnold? Some new kind of dance?
Yeah, that's it. New dance. The ooh, ooh. 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 Ooh.
Arnold. Are you all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
No, he ain't, Mr. D. Arnold's got a pain in his side.
He has?
Yep, and he had it on and off.
Mostly off.
Why didn't you tell somebody, Arnold?
They're just growing pains.
Growing pains?
Yeah, I managed to avoid them for 9 years, but now they're catching up with me.
Tell me, is this where you get the pains?
Yeah, I guess.
How often do you get these pains?
Not often. Only when it hurts.
Now, does this hurt?
No, but it tickles.
Oh, I'm going to take you and see the doctor, young man.
And I'm going to take your temperature.
But I don't need no doctor. All I need is a week off from school and an unlimited supply of cookies.
Little brother, you're going to go see the doctor.
Oh, no, there's nothing at all to be afraid of.
Yeah, what's the big deal?
The big deal is that big needle they stick in you when you ain't looking.
Arnold, that don't hurt.
Well, okay, I'll go if I can borrow your butt.
Now, let's go find your dad, okay? Where did Alice's father go?
He went to make a phone call, Dr. Padnick.
Ah, well, let me know when he gets back, would you? Alice, why don't you sit over here, would you?
Okay.
Like to look at a comic book?
No, I'll just sit and talk to my friend Penelope.
Oh, fine, fine, you do that. And it was very nice meeting you, Alice. And it was nice to meet you too, Penelope.
She's on this side.
Oh, yeah, of course. Sorry, Penelope.
Here we are. There's nothing to be afraid of.
Tell that to my knees and maybe they'll stop shaking.
You just sit right over here. Right there. Mr. Drummond to see Dr. Padnick.
I'll tell him you're here, Mr. Drummond. Have a seat, please.
Thank you. Here. Here.
Hi.
Hi.
If you want to talk to me, my name is Alice. But if you don't want to talk to me, it doesn't matter what my name is.
Arnold, don't be rude. Introduce yourself.
I'm Arnold.
I'm Alice. Now, this is my friend Penelope.
What you talking about, Alice?
Well, Penelope goes everywhere I go.
See what kind of people you meet in a doctor's office?
Arnold, there's nothing wrong with having a little friend like Penelope.
You trying to tell me you see her too?
No. But it's just that Penelope is an imaginary friend.
Penelope came to live with me when my mommy and daddy got divorced.
Oh. Well, it's very nice to meet you, Penelope.
She just left.
I wanted to go to the bathroom.
How old are you, Arnold?
9.
So am I. You've got nice cheeks, Arnold.
Yours ain't bad either.
I can see Arnold now, Mr. Drummond.
Good, Doctor. Could I see you alone for a minute first? Arnold will be right back, okay?
Oh, no hurry. He can examine you instead of me.
What's the matter with you, Arnold?
Oh, I had this dumb pain in my side.
I've got one in my throat. I'm probably going to take my tonsils out. What are they going to take out of you?
Nothing. I'm leaving this doctor's office with all my original equipment.
Well, there's nothing to be afraid of, Arnold. I'm not.
You mean to tell me you're not scared of a doctor sticking a knife this big in your mouth and ripping your throat out and throwing it away?
Oh, Arnold, doctors aren't like that.
Sure they are. Don't you go to the movies? Didn't you see that one about that crazy doctor? He gets you on the operating table, and while you scream, he cuts you up and sells parts of you all over town.
Oh, Arnold, doctors don't do that. Well, they're very nice.
Then how come they wear masks? That's so you won't know which ones are crazy.
I'm not afraid of an operation. Penelope would be with me. And I know she wouldn't let anything bad happen to me.
Oh, all right, Arnold. You want to come in now?
Oh, thanks.
Hey, the doctor's only going to examine you.
There's nothing to be afraid of, Arnold. Does Dr. Padnick look crazy?
I'm crazy. I'm the one that pays his bills. Just trying to lighten the mood.
Yes.
If it'll help you, Arnold, I'll come in with you.
You will? Is that okay?
I don't see why not.
Come on, Alice. Oh, better bring Penelope, too.
Mr. Tanner.
Yeah.
Your daughter is in with Dr. Padnick.
You know what's taking so long?
Oh, your daughter was finished, Mr. Tanner. She went in with my son to give him a little moral support.
Oh, I see. Well, thanks, friend. Yeah, poor kid, she's supposed to be on vacation. She came down with a sore throat. She gets it a couple of times a year. I'm sure it's her tonsils.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. You from New York, are you?
Don't you want to know about my kid?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just got so much on my mind. You know,
a kid, I just have her 1 month out of the year, so you can imagine what that's like.
Yeah. Well, his side hurts.
Whose side?
My son. His side hurts.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. I hope it's nothing serious. What line of work you in? I'm in cattle. I'm from Omaha.
Oh, Omaha. Well, then you probably are familiar with the trade center there.
Sure, yeah.
Well, my company built that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, that's quite a setup, you know. You know, I always wondered why you picked Omaha. What was it, the open spaces, clean air?
Nope, cheap land.
Cheap land? It's honest anyway, I like that. I'll tell you something, next time you get involved with something like that, I wouldn't mind getting into it.
You mean that?
Sure. Man does not live by cattle alone.
Well, we just happen to have a very interesting housing project on the works right now.
Are you looking for any money?
Well, yes. Matter of fact, we need $15
million. Now, wait, I'm serious. I might be interested here.
Well, you know, I ought to come to the doctor's office a little more often. Phil Drummond.
Oh, yeah, it's Fred Tanner. How are you?
Hey, let me give you my card.
Sure, yeah.
Listen, are you doing anything tonight? If you're not going to the theater or something, you might come by my apartment. We could discuss it.
Hi, Daddy.
Well, hi, Angel. How you doing, huh?
Hi.
Good, good.
Mr. Drummond, Anna was very brave. He only tried to escape once.
Bet you Alice is going to be just as brave when she has her tonsils out. And I think they're going to have to come out, Mr.
Yeah,
Tanner.
I was afraid of that. Well, let's do that as soon as possible. The sooner the better, right?
I can arrange it for tomorrow.
Well, great. And listen, I don't want you to worry at all because there's nothing to be afraid of. You're right, Doc?
Right.
Okay.
Oh, I'm not worried, Daddy. And if I didn't come to the doctor's, I would have never have met Arnold. You ought to see him. He has the cutest cheeks you've ever seen.
Hey, Fred, why don't you bring Alice tonight, too? We can all sit around and pinch Arnold's cheeks. Everybody does it.
Can I come, Daddy?
I think so, yes. Listen, Doctor, thank you very much, and I'll get back to you for the details, okay? Right. Yeah. And, my friend, I guess I'll see you tonight.
Sure
huh?
will. Thank you
very much. Right. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Doctor.
See you later.
So, what is the verdict on Arnold, Doctor?
Yeah. I think it could be his appendix.
Well, that's not very definite.
Well, he's got most of the symptoms, but he also has his appetite. He shouldn't have one if it's his appendix.
You don't know Arnold. Hmm? He could break the sound barrier with a knife and fork.
We'll have the results of his tests in a few hours.
Very good.
Right.
Yes. Yes. Well, look, if you say so, Dr. Padnick. Yep. Fine, that's fine. Right. Thank you, Doctor.
Well, what did he say?
Come on, sit in my lap, Arnold.
Is it that bad?
Arnold, I'm going to level with you. Dr. Padnick says it would be better if we had our appendix out.
We? Can just the white half of that we have him out?
Arnold, Dr. Padnick says it's a very simple operation. It'll take away the pain. And you'll be very happy you had it done.
What is he planning on making me so happy?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
That's what the doctor said.
I want a second opinion.
Oh, come on, Arnold. It's only a little operation. You won't even feel any pain.
I'm feeling pain right now. Hunger pain. You haven't let me eat any dinner tonight.
That's because the doctor said he doesn't want you to eat much tonight before the operation.
But even when they put a guy in front of a firing squad, they give him something before they shoot him.
Only a cigarette.
I don't smoke. I'd ask for a blindfold and a peanut butter sandwich.
Listen, Arnold. You're acting like a scared little kid.
That's because I am a scared little kid.
Listen, I know how you feel. And if I could, I'd have the operation for you.
You would?
You got it, anytime.
You're the best brother a guy ever had.
So are you. Aww. Now cheer up, because when you open your eyes from the operation, I'm going to be standing right there holding your hand.
You will?
You got it.
Willis, you know the tooth fairy that brings presents when you lose a tooth?
Yeah.
You think there's an appendix fairy?
I'm pretty sure there is. And what would you like the appendix fairy to bring you?
Anything you can afford.
Well, if you're brave and don't cry, I mean real brave. You get you a present.
I'll be real brave. I'll be the bravest kid in the world.
Then you'll get a whistle.
A whistle? Man, what's wrong with a whistle? A cheap present like that for the bravest kid in the world?
I mean one of those great big whistles, the one with all the holes in it, that you can play lots of songs on.
Oh, well, that's different. My apologies to the appendix fairy.
Well, I'll spread the word on. You feel a lot better now?
No.
You'll feel better when your girlfriend Alice gets here.
Who told you?
Mr. D. He said that she looks real foxy.
She may look real foxy, but she ain't no Diana Ross.
Well, what does she look like?
Oh, I don't know. Blonde-haired, blue-eyed. She comes up to hear on me. She's got a real squeaky voice, like Kimberly's doll.
Oh, you mean the one that says, hug me, kiss me, I love you.
No, the one that says, change me, I'm wet.
Well, I can see you really dig the little girl. Because every time you talk about her, you get that goofy look on your face.
That ain't from Alice. You look goofy, too, if you're waiting for somebody to play darts on your belly.
Hi. How's our man, Willis?
Well, his side hurts, and he's starving to death. But outside of that, he's feeling terrific.
Yeah, terrific. Whoopee.
Well, I'll bet that the two people that are waiting out in the hall to see him are going to make him feel better.
Alice and Penelope?
Nope, two other people. They're just about to knock on the door. I said they're just about to knock on the door.
Hi there.
Hi.
Does Arnold Jackson live here?
Of course he does. This is where they're having a big party.
Party? What party?
The coming out party of his appendix.
Well, here's another one you may not like, but... Okay.
How do you stop rhinoceros from charging?
I don't know. How do you stop a rhinoceros from charging?
You think I'll lay his credit card?
Stop laughing.
I know, maybe we should have tried it out in Philadelphia first.
Arnold isn't in the mood to laugh, Miss Garrett.
It's hard to laugh when you're waiting for somebody to stick a big knife in your gizzard.
Now, Arnold, it's not like that at all. You'll never even know that they touched you.
That's right. And I ought to know. I had my appendix out.
Did you really have yours out?
Mm-hmm. I'll get the door, Mr. Garrett. You tell Arnold how simple and painless your operation was. Go heavy on the painless.
I bet it hurt a lot, huh, Mrs. Garrett?
Oh, no. Honest, it didn't hurt a bit.
But I never played the violin again.
You didn't?
Mm-mm. It didn't matter. I never played the violin before.
That's old.
So was my appendix.
Hi.
Bill, how are you?
Hi, Alice.
You remember Alice? Alice?
Yeah.
Sure. Say hi to Mr. Drummond.
Ooh. Oh, this is nice. Beautiful.
Daddy?
Yeah.
Can I tell Mr. Drummond that Arnold and I are going to be in the same hospital room, or do you want to tell him?
Well, I think you just told him, sweetheart.
Arnold's scared, but don't worry. I'll take good care of him.
Oh, well, now that's very comforting. Thank you, Alice.
Right. Yeah, the doctor said it'd be all right. What do you think, Phil?
I think it's a terrific idea.
Good. Great, great. Oh, is this the little woman and your daughter?
No, this is the little woman and the housekeeper.
Oh. My daughter, Kimberly, and Mrs. Garrett.
Hi,
Kimberly.
Nice.
Mr. Tanner and his daughter,
do,
Alice.
Sir? Hi, Alice.
Hi.
Alice, why don't you go and tell Arnold the good news that you're both going to be in the same hospital room together?
Okay.
Come on, I'll take you.
Okay.
Good.
Boys and girls in the same room, hmm? I thought nowadays they only did that in college. Well, can I get you anything, sir?
What would you like, Fred? How about a drink?
Oh, no. I never drink when I'm carrying my checkbook.
Some coffee, please, Mrs. Garrett.
Yes, sir.
This is some model you got here, Phil. Yeah. My gosh, how many units do you have?
Well, there'll be 300. This is just one section.
Oh.
You see, these are the townhouses. Mm-hmm. These are the regular condos. And these are the single-family units.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. What's this green stuff?
Where?
Right here.
Oh.
That's a piece of lettuce from my lunch. Sorry.
My goldfish Abraham hasn't been feeling too good either. Maybe he needs his appendix out.
Or his tonsils out.
Abraham, say ah.
Ah. He's sick!
That wasn't the goldfish. That was just a big blowfish.
Oh, yeah? Take this for size. Check.
You know, fish can really talk.
Well, Abraham doesn't say much. He just sends one bubble up for yes and two for no.
Gosh, I'd love to live at the bottom of the sea. I could be a mermaid, and you could be King Neptune.
Good thinking.
And I can have this room all to myself.
You know, I wish I was King Neptune. Then I know where to stick my pitchfork. Come on, let's go downstairs and play.
Okay, and you can meet my daddy.
All right.
Well, are you going to sit there all night? Come on, make a move. I want to get this game over with.
Okay.
How's this for a move?
This breakdown is fine, Phil. I brought a cashier's check here now for $500,000.
Well, it's just the kind of check I like. It's signed.
Not endorsed.
Oh, I see. You want your lawyer to check it out first.
No, I'm a lawyer. As a matter of fact, that's probably why I had you checked out before I came over here.
I had you checked out, too.
It's...
Yes.
Well, it's nice to start a relationship on total trust, isn't it? All right, I'll tell you, you know, if you can just let me know where to have my bank transfer the rest of the 15 million,
fine.
We're in business.
Sure, no problem.
Yeah.
Daddy, mm-hmm. I want to introduce you to my friend Arnold.
Howdy, Mr. Tanner.
Hi, Arnold. This is your son?
Yeah, that's right. And here's my other son, Willis.
Ah, two of them, huh?
Now, you don't need to worry about feeling surprised, Mr. Tanner. Everybody usually is. Willis is Mr. Tanner.
Yeah.
How you doing?
How you doing, Will? Hey.
Fine.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, sir.
Come on. Let's go in the kitchen and have some ice cream.
Okay.
Good idea. But not for you, Arnold.
Sorry. All you can have is a sip of water.
This might as well be prison. At least you get bread with your water.
You know, Phil... Back in Omaha, families like yours would be kind of unusual.
Well, we are kind of unusual.
Well, you plan on having any unusual families in our housing project?
Why do you ask?
Oh, I don't know. What the heck? Anybody's money is just as good as anybody else's, I guess. Here you go.
Anybody's money, huh? Oh, I get it. Tell me, how do you feel about one of those anybodies playing with your daughter?
That's different. Phil, look, we're businessmen, right? I mean, we got a good deal going here.
Yeah, and you shouldn't let personal feelings get in the way of a good deal.
You got it, friend.
I got it. But I don't want it, friend.
What the hell was that for?
I'm just cleaning up the air in here before you pollute it anymore.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
You are a bigot, Tanner, and I do not want to do business with you.
Uh-huh. Well, now that it's all out in the open, let me say that I'm not real sure that I like your attitude. And I know for sure that I don't want my daughter in the same hospital room with your kid.
Daddy? Do you want some more ice cream?
No, baby, we've got to go. Put it down.
But I'm not finished.
No, honey, we've got to go.
Can I even say goodbye to Arnold?
No, let's go. Come on.
But, Daddy.
Daddy.
Come
on.
What happened, Mr. Drummond?
You can call it a slight case of bigotry.
There's nothing slight about bigotry.
Amen.
Hey, Mr. Drummond, where did Alice go?
Arnold, her father had to leave.
She didn't even say goodbye.
Well, he had a little business problem. It's not her fault.
Oh, well, I'll just see her in the hospital room tomorrow. You know, until I met her, I wasn't too keen on having this operation.
Arnold, look. You're a big boy. You don't really need her. Does he, Mrs. Garrett?
Of course not.
Are you kidding? If I hadn't met her, I'd be in Alaska right now. But now, as long as she's there, I'm not afraid of, you know.
As long as she's there.
Well, I'm just not going to tell him till we get him to the hospital, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Well, just to play safe, you better alert the authorities in Alaska.
Strong.